All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jick and Skullhead Show. This is 10 dozen minutes of talking about things with people and stuff with
Jick and Skullhead.
Hey, how's it going, Jick? I really was going somewhere with that, but I just never got there, and my brain just kind of went into Eddie Izzard mode. So I'm talking about people with things and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Doop-a-doop-a-doop.
Yeah. Sorry, I was distracted by this. Somebody sent us a link. Madeline says, "Have you heard of Forum Wars? It's a fairly recently released browser RPG thing in which you play as a person going around pwning forums on the internet." Mm-hmm. Madeline highly recommends it. So I was going through the setup, the character creation process.
That's really really meta. Does it have its own forum?
I don't know.
And can you pwn it?
It looks interesting.
I'm continuing my quest to be on the bleeding edge of popular gaming by playing Portal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've got it for the laptop, and I've hit a wall where I'm going to have to figure out how to configure a joystick, because what's required to beat this level is faster moving than I can move with a mouse and a keyboard.
One of the ones where you got to, like, get yourself into a falling loop and then turn around in midair and fire another portal or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple of parts of Portal that I had serious trouble with. But all in all, I feel like it's got a pretty satisfying difficulty curve.
Yeah. Yeah,
had a weekend, right? It's Monday.
Yep. What happened this weekend? Seems like something ought to have happened. No, nothing really. Did we talk about how the new Harry Potter game is horrible?
No.
Nah.
No, I think you said something to me about it. I don't think anybody said anything about it on the radio, at least. You just said that it was horrible. You didn't give me any detail.
Nah. Well, I got it. I think I got it on like Wednesday or something. Whenever I put that note in the wiki, and I wouldn't ordinarily buy a game that's a movie tie-in because you kind of expect them to be bad. But this had been getting those great reviews and everything, and it's the 30 minutes I played of it. It was terrible, and I'm not sure that I'm gonna pick it up again. But the 30 minutes was 20 minutes of walking to goals. Like, you start off in Hogwarts, and they say, hey, we should get to our potions class. Let's walk over there. So you walk for, like, 5 minutes to get to your potions class. Then there's, on the way, you run into somebody, and you have a really awkward game-rendered cutscene. And then you keep walking to potions class. And then once you get to potions class, it's like, oh, we forgot a book. We better walk to the library. You spend 5 minutes walking to the library. And spells of walking are only interrupted by trying to cast spells with this really bullshit, horrible spell system. Like, it requires you to point at the thing that you're going to cast a spell on, and then move the remote in whatever pattern to make the spell go, but once you do that, you lose the focus of the spell. So I spent 10 minutes trying to light a lamp, and quit. It's just like, fuck this, it's like tedium interrupted by anger. So
wow.
I just can't believe that.
That sounds like my kind of entertainment experience.
Horrible. I'm hoping
I certainly don't you've become a cautionary tale, you know. Mm. It was worth you buying the game just so everyone else can know.
And I'm just wondering what people were smoking who gave it good reviews. Like, yeah, it's cool that you can, like, you go to the Marauder's map and you pick a location and it gives you the little footsteps to show you where you should go.
Mm-hmm.
But where that is always a good 5 or 6 minutes of running to get there.
I mean, I can see that, like, you know, I would want a Harry Potter game to take place in a Hogwarts that you could run for 5 or 6 minutes and not ever see the same thing twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, teleportation is probably not the worst thing that could happen in a game like that. Like, you know, I've always wanted a Harry Potter game. You know, that's basically Grand Theft Auto Hogwarts, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, lots of, you know, there's the broom racing minigames, and there's the core missions that you know, follow the plot of the book or whatever, but, like, you know, just potion mixing minigames and dueling minigames and whatever else, you know?
I could see maybe the game turning into that. Like, maybe after a couple of laps around Hogwarts, I'll find some shortcuts. Because Hermione kept going, you can always use portraits for a shortcut. But the Marauder's Map doesn't mention those, so it's really hard to figure out which portrait you should use for your shortcut.
I see. But then
you're still dealing with, I don't know if something was wrong with me or the spellcasting system, because I don't see how you could ever do anything quickly, easily, or at all with that shit.
Hmm. I mean, maybe there's a button you hold down to seize focus or something. Like,
But it's the same button that puts your wand away. It says hold down the A button when you target something and then do the motion. So I would target it, hold down the A button, and he put his wand away.
Huh.
I have no idea. But, you know, also the voice acting is pretty terrible. The graphics are N64 quality, which I understand, like, they made everything so that there are no load screens. So you can just run for 6 or 7 minutes without hitting a loading screen. But, man, it's ugly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I may spend another 15 minutes trying to light a fucking lamp, but that's about all I'm going to do.
How did game rankings feel about it?
No, I think...
Let's check.
Like, the Penny Arcade guys were pissing themselves over it.
Really?
Yeah. And that just seems strange to me. I think IGN gave it an 8, but they said, like, the environments are a little bland, but, you know, this awesome spellcasting system just totally makes up for it. I think the only negative review I read was on The Onion, and they don't like anything, so I was inclined to discount it.
Hmm.
So, yeah, kids.
I don't even see it on... Wow, I did a search for Harry Potter on game rankings and do not see. I'm not gonna subject everybody to listening to that.
Yeah. So I'm still, I guess the bottom line is I'm still searching for that killer app game for the Wii that's not a Mario title but is like a third person walking around game that actually uses the controls in a meaningful manner.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know. You know, I think that in the same way that the Wii's controls open them up for a lot of, you know, neat and innovative things, I think it also paints them into a lot of corners when you want to just make a fucking video game, you know?
Right.
Like, it's... There were many things that made me stop playing Twilight Princess, but the controls were one of them. I mean... It got so frustrating not just having a button that I pushed the thousands and thousands of times I wanted to swing my sword.
Hmm.
You know? Like, I don't feel like it's that... It would be the equivalent of, like, if Super Mario Galaxy was such that you had to wiggle the stick to jump and you pressed a button to do the spin attack.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and it's just, you know...
Is pretty much the only one that got it right. Like, you do have three buttons that are easy to hit that are on the... Well, you have four on the stick and the nunchuck, so, you know, only use the Wii control, the motion controls when you have to.
Well.
Yeah, I found the Mario Galaxy stuff pretty intuitive once I got into it.
Yeah, it's definitely... The thing that I did not find intuitive about Mario Galaxy and the thing that I never really got my head around was if I'm on the bottom of something... What do I do to the joystick to move, like, left and toward me, you know?
Mm.
Like, just... And it's usually, like, forgiving enough of you being sloppy about it that it's like you figure it out, but still I'm figuring it out over and over and over again. I went and picked up Professor Falafel in the mysterious town. Professor something in the mysterious village. The Curious Village. I don't remember what it's called. Anyway, it was this DS game that's about solving a lot of puzzles to solve larger puzzles that you then use to solve even larger puzzles. They're like just kind of brain teasery stuff. Overall, relatively good. I played maybe 40 minutes into it.
I am kind of starting to get a hankering for some of the, like, the Xbox 360 stuff.
Are you?
Yeah, because the Wii seems to lend itself to party games and mini games, which it does really well. But then I hear, like, oh, a new Soul Calibur's coming out. Oh, the one for the Wii is a completely different title. That's an RPG instead of a fighting game. And oh, man, the new Ghostbusters game is coming out.
There's a Soul Calibur RPG for the Wii?
Yeah, Soul Calibur Legends.
Huh. Is it any good?
I think, well, I would say less RPG than, like, Devil May Cry, kind of. Walking around hitting stuff.
I see.
Certainly not a fighting game, which is what Soul Calibur ought to be.
See, I liked... The reason that I bought Soul Calibur, whichever one that I bought, I don't remember which one I bought. I think it was 2, maybe. Is because it had that, like, sort of dungeon crawl minigame thing in it. But that turned out to just be a joke. There was nothing to it. I was like, oh, you're going through this dungeon. And, you know, sometimes it's guys that you have to fight, but sometimes it's, like, traps that you have to, you know, block or kick knives out of the air or some shit. But it just didn't turn out to work like that at all. And I was very disappointed. I'm okay with playing fighting games against other people, but I'm so rarely, like, in the mood to play video games with other people if it's not, like, you know, World of Warcraft. That, like, is just not... I don't really get anything out of fighting games when I buy them. So. Let's see. XSmoothX says, do you suppose it would be possible to put grass in the empty spaces in the campsite? Doesn't look very good as it is. I'm afraid that if we put grass in the empty spaces in the campsite, XSmoothX would just be like, I hate the grass in the empty spaces in the campsite.
Yeah.
Now, it's... I'm, you know, making some headway on clearing up space in the campsite, and it'll be... I believe that the three things that currently float in space off to the left can pretty much be... I could rearrange it after getting rid of one more thing and make it so everything shows up in the same 4x4 grid. But also, I'm not positive that there isn't more that I can do with that. It's a little weird to me that we didn't make the pagoda an actual dwelling. You know, like, why did we do that?
I don't know.
And it's very hard to get, right? And I believe it's such that you can only get one per ascension. Or maybe not. I don't actually know. You know, it was done way more as, like, a quest.
Yeah, it gets installed. Like, you never have a pagoda as an item, so I'm pretty sure you can only have one.
Yeah,
I was thinking that might not be a bad thing to just kind of convert the pagoda into a dwelling. It seems like we're in the process of revamping the way the campgrounds and resting work. So, like that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot more flexible for us if resting just becomes a zone, right? Because we've got all of this stuff that we can do with this incredibly sophisticated adventure system, and all of the stuff that happens when you rest is still just a bunch of, like, you know, hard-coded probabilities and stuff, like, that, you know, we could give you dreams that gave you items.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of it as a zone that somebody might actually want to adventure in, even if they're not out of hit points, you know? Like, you know, just something interesting. You know, there wouldn't be any monsters unless it was, like, the fluffy pillow monster that healed you every time it hit you or whatever, but...
Would you then want to make it so that you could adventure there even if you didn't need to rest?
I mean, I don't know. I guess people would definitely want that. I mean, if we put an ultra rare in there, you know, people would want the ability to farm it. I guess you could just use a seal tooth. You could mafia using a seal tooth and then adventuring there, and then using a seal tooth and then adventuring there.
Right.
That'd be great. I don't know. I mean, that's a question, right? I mean, it's. I feel like you could. Well, no, never mind. I was going to say all you would have to do was use at least one skill on every adventure there. But if they're all non-combats, you're not going to be able to do that. So, I think making it so you could get another pagoda, making the pagoda into a dwelling that was just like, you know, equivalent to the sandcastle in terms of the hit points that it gave you, but gave you a lot more mana or something else, you know, some additional, maybe unlocked a new category of dreams where you could learn karate. Let's see. Biscuit Force says the lack of Nemesis Quest is breaking fortune cookies. Is that true?
I don't know. Why would he say it if it wasn't true?
I mean, what's it?
I can see.
I wonder if it's because there's some generic fortune cookie message that points you to that.
Yeah. For most of my Ascension run, the little nudges when I log in have been pointing me to the council when there's no council quest.
Really?
Yeah. I just figured it was one of those things, you know, not worth reporting per se, but.
That's strange. Maybe that's why everybody just turns off those nudges. Tommy Tom says, and smashed barrel is okay, Grammar, because smashed has a silent and invisible O.
Well, you see, we're both Spanish speakers natively, so we would say an smashed barrel.
And a smashed barrel, yeah. How would they say a smashed barrel? Or would they just say a smashed barrel?
Probably a smashed barrel, because there aren't any articles in Spanish either.
Yeah. There aren't?
No, Spanish newspapers suck. Just big blank sheets of paper.
Spanish Playboy is great, though. You know. Drab at Morden Lab says, I always thought the streaker drops distressed denim pants because, you know, he drops his pants. Yay or nay? Yeah. They were all laying around on the ground from where he took them off.
No, they were all lying around on the ground. That's so low, you.
Sorry. I'm gonna stop talking now. Reaper Cheap says, how's about a trivial other accomplishments? Wasted time on the beanbag X times before right-wing conspiracists took away that hippie crap. On second thought, those filthy hippies deserve every beating they get. Never mind. And I guess for a while, I don't know, there was some like pseudo-unfinished state that the beanbag stuff was in for a little while because I got distracted. But, yeah.
Huh, Southwest has a point here. He says, why aren't long, skinny balloons multi-use craftable items like duct tape instead of meat-pastable items?
They really should be. I mean, it's just that conceit didn't exist until Scully came up with it for the palm fronds. And it suddenly made sense to retrofit it there. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Grethco was. The 8th was. I was still in Boston on the 8th. Because I was thinking that nothing had been done since the last radio show, but I did some stuff. I changed some stuff on that Thursday and Friday. So. Let's see. Blizzbob says, how about putting a little slash through the use of the recent Crimbo usables when they've been used already that day? That could probably be something that we could do. Xenophobe's in the process of standardizing all this weird shit that happens in the inventory page so that he can do a light load JavaScript inventory thing so that it will supposedly, I don't say supposedly, I say theoretically, on somebody with a decent computer, they can use a version of the inventory page that will load much, much faster for them. Somebody with a slow computer, it's going to be slower or the same, but as it will have something that you can turn on as an option. Doing like a fully Ajaxified inventory where it didn't have to load every single item that you had in inventory and display it every single time you did something would be great, but that's kind of a big project. Yeah. Even doing that, even with the combat items, it's so easy to break that now. I really actually need to work to do some work on that stuff, because there's a handful of ways that you can screw up the list of combat items that is annoying.
Man, those.
That's what I call sentence. Ilda says, thank you so much for the meat pacing change. What a relief. It was Rolaids-esque. Or, I guess, Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, I was really glad to see that happen, and so quickly.
Yeah, it didn't take much... it didn't take much effort for me at all, because it was writing a list of things for Xenophobe to do.
Right.
But it turned out to be fairly straightforward. Enemy Lasagna asks if the kingdom will ever have weather, like a cloud hovers over a different place every day and gives that area a chance of rain, which does something interesting. I don't know. It would be a lot of work to do artwork for every single zone, have it suddenly raining. We could finally put the sound effects in the KOL that we've been meaning to put in for a long time.
I thought we were just going to get a MIDI of Bananaphone.
Oh.
Have it play the entire time.
Bananaphone wouldn't be nearly as annoying without the words, though.
Mm. I don't know, it's a pretty repetitive thing.
Miser Wrangler says, this isn't really for the radio show, just an FYI for you guys. I wrote that the staff of Ed DeBevick was amusing and would be a good obscure reference. Obviously, there are plenty of obscure references in the game. What I found funny was the regional obscurity, since people from the Midwest would get the reference and people in other parts of the country would not. I'm not sure why, but I think that is cool. I'm also not sure why I'm writing this, as I'm sure that you haven't been losing sleep over it, but I tend to obsess about things, so I'm writing it anyway. As always, thanks for the game. Less than three, Miser Wrangler. The only Ed DeBevick's that I ever heard of was in Phoenix, so I don't know that it's necessarily a Midwest thing.
Yeah, the only one I've ever been to was Phoenix. And
I've never been to one. Are they, not out of business?
I don't know if they're still operating. And the one time that I went there, it was like a theme restaurant, which is differentiated from other 50s theme restaurants, in that the wait staff have a license to be total douchebags to you.
I see.
And I don't know, everyone else thought it was hilarious, and I was just like, I can get a hamburger somewhere where somebody isn't giving me a lot of shit.
It originally opened in Phoenix, and that one is closed. Then the Beverly Hills one opened, but then went out of business. A New York one opened and went out of business. Milwaukee went out of business. Then it went down to one restaurant in Chicago, and then the second one opened up somewhere else in Illinois, so...
Who knew that it's not a good business model to have your gimmick be "we'll insult you and be rude to you from the moment you walk in the door"? I don't know. The people that I was with thought it was really funny and fun, but it's not my cup of meat.
Yeah. Well, jumping queues and making haste seldom are. Are there any other famous chefs named Ed? Ed McMahon. No. He's a famous chef, isn't he?
It could be the staff of Ed Zachary, because it's in Zachary as long as it needs to be.
A Chinese restaurant.
Right.
Fubar Bazcox says, the meat pacing update is heaps good.
Thank you.
Fubar Bazcox doesn't sound like a Native American name. Although he did say heaps, not heap.
Mm-hmm.
Iluro Dragon says, I know this entails some kind of new art, but is there a way we can get an indication of what furniture is in our house? Or am I taking Mr. Mag pills? And then he talks about being able to click on it and see everything in there would be great. But I honestly don't know what to do with that. It would be nice if there was an interior place where we could put, the toaster and stuff.
Okay.
So you wouldn't just have the toaster out in your yard. I mean, you know, it could also be the kind of thing where you install a toaster and then you just, you know, have a 1 in 10 chance every time you rest of waking up with a piece of toast. I mean, I, you know,
so
I think that would bug people.
Dream-powered toaster.
Toast, yeah. Yeah, dream-powered toaster. That was this band I was in briefly in the 80s.
I thought that
we
was
were
going to
make
Webster
it
album.
The thing is, I don't want you to have to click on the campground and then on the house and then on the bed to rest, you know? So, I don't know. And also, it's hard for me to imagine. Well, first of all, I don't want to do the, like, interior walls container sort of art for every single dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard for me to imagine one that would work for even 2 dwellings.
But how many dwellings are there?
Well, there's 7, 6, 5, I don't know. You know, theoretically, there could be more, eventually.
Well, the 2 tents can have the same art.
I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam.
Ahoy. Yeah, I'll just let that sit.
Let's see. Shaggy Shag says, I accumulate too many boxes of sunshine playing hardcore all the time. It'd be nice if I could re-gift them to players that will actually use them or build an igloo out of them. Hey, new campground dwelling. Igloo made out of boxes of sunshine. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, please make it so we can mention the unspeakable pirate Yo-Yo in chat. Trying to explain to people why they can't say the name of their weapon makes it hard to keep certain Easter eggs as secret as they're supposed to be. Yeah, that's another rough question.
I don't know.
I suppose that... Huh?
And maybe it's time to get rid of those chat bans. Or
yeah.
Just allow them... Allow somebody
allow them
to
a
say.
Ban for them.
Yeah, well, allow somebody to say yo-ho-ho-yo-yo. But, not just the other word by itself. Something.
Yeah, that would require a level of regular expression foo that I do not have.
Yeah.
We need that guy from the XKCD cog. Zap Rousedower says, hey, you know what would be awesome? If the new content was part of the level 11 quest, so you needed the El Vibrato outfit to finish it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, the level 11 quest just isn't long enough.
Yep. Not enough stuff needed.
I am just so backwards from the most vocal complainers about quests. Because I can't stand the level 12 quest. For me, it takes for fucking ever. And I don't like it. But the level 11 quest is just like, oh, I have all these things to do, and I can go do them. And when I'm done, voila, I'm level 12. And I never get forward.
Yeah. And I think that, yeah, I mean, the level 12 quest probably takes... fewer turns than the level 11 quest. I'm not actually sure that that's true. I don't know what the minimum number of turns it takes is.
I think it's just my attention span, because the level 11 quest is really a whole bunch of sub-quests, and so
yeah.
I don't think of it as the level 11 quest takes 3,000 turns.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, the theory is that for somebody like you, I mean, that you can play it from different sides every time and do different stuff with the whatever, and there's also tons of different monsters, so the distribution of enemies you get might not be the same every time or whatever, but I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Might not be quite enough variety in there for something that takes as long as that takes.
I just find the side quests are always a little tedious for me, so I don't do them, and that just makes the battlefield last forever.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's designed for people who are good at playing video games, because it's every part of it is optimizable, and I know how it's optimizable. But
right, it's just not interesting to you to do it.
Yeah, the only one I do is the Lady of Perpetual Indecision, because I know how to max out my meat drops. And after that, it's just, well, I guess I could do some of these other ones, but I don't want to.
I don't know, I like the Filthworm stuff. I think that I would enjoy that as a player.
Yeah, it's not bad. You just remind me
just
to...
Item drops, you know?
Yeah.
You know how to get item drops. Non-elite Non-Le34 says, "Hey guys, I'm currently training with the Army at Fort Eustis, and I just wanted to say thanks for making this hellhole slightly more bearable." Well, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Get out of the Army as soon as you can.
Hey, he's laying it on the line for our freedom, Mr. Skullhead.
And he should get out of the Army as soon as he can.
Hey, so at least Mitt Romney's not going to be president.
Yeah. I predict that what will happen is Hillary will end up with the Democratic nomination and McCain will pick Huckabee as his running mate and win.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about Mike Huckabee.
He's like uber social conservative. So, you know, the people who think that McCain isn't looking out for their interests in the abortion/gay marriage fight are, you know, Huckabee would solve that problem for him.
I mean, I always said, you know, the only way that the Democrats were going to manage to not replace Bush is if they gave America the choice between a woman and a black guy.
I honestly think that Barack Obama could take it all the way.
He's
exciting in a way that the politicians usually aren't. And the more that I listen to him, the more I find myself irrationally excited about his chances.
You know, he fucking quit smoking because his publicist told him to quit smoking, and fuck that.
Well, it's a bad idea to be a politician and a smoker. I mean, what?
No, it's not. That's the thing. It's no worse an idea to be a smoker and a politician than it is to be a smoker and anything. It's like...
Except that anything else, you're not relying on people to like you. I mean, elections are a popularity contest.
Okay, like right, and it turns out that something that he did to make other people like him is something that made me not like him.
No, I don't care if he smokes or not. If he can do something about healthcare and education and...
I mean, that's the thing, like, hey, George Bush, didn't you do a lot of cocaine? Shut up! And that was totally acceptable. Hey, Barack, don't you smoke? Oh, no, I'm trying to quit. I'm totally working on it. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that I smoke cigarettes sometimes, you know?
I think that the Democrats need to learn how to do that Republican thing of just, yeah, I used to do coke, but I took it to Jesus, and now I'm fine. Because if they had said to Clinton, like, did you have sex with Monica Lewinsky? He could have just said, yes, and I have prayed to God to forgive me. And it would have been fine.
Yeah.
Because that's all it takes, you know. Didn't you used to kill babies? Yes, but I've been forgiven and I've moved on. And we should all move on as a country. It's a neat trick.
Yeah. At least I feel like nobody will ever get away with smearing somebody due to like smoking pot ever again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like at least George Bush accomplished that,
right? And that was that was another Clinton mistake. Instead of just saying, "Hell yeah, I tried marijuana. Most of you probably did too. It was kind of nice, but I don't do it anymore."
Mm-hmm.
Would have worked.
He would have picked up a lot of high times vote.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, they would have just stayed on the couch instead of going down to the polling place.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm kind of low energy. I don't know why.
That's all right. I'll crank up my energy.
Oatgan says, should you decide to go through with the other PvP, please make a combat item that acts like a book of pirate insults. Well, have you considered making a Wild West-themed zone? Such possibilities include non-combat adventures collecting native knobgoblin scalps and lassos.
Well, that certainly wouldn't be controversial.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't. Yeah. Honestly, if what the bounty hunter wanted was knobgoblin scalps, I don't think anybody would bat an eye.
If what they wanted was for you to render the knob goblin unconscious, then that would be a little problematic, probably.
Yeah. Ah, Jesus.
I was hanging out with Vaginal Blood Fart the other day, and in our beer drinking, he got to talking about the roofie and how upset he was that we changed it. And he's like, yeah, you know, we're sellouts, what can I say? It is weird, like, hanging out on a regular basis with somebody who listens to the radio show.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, plays the game, but isn't really involved with the creation of the game.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's like having Hamp around, you know, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
To some extent. Occasional JD says, now that El Dorado Island has been rolled out, are there any plans to implement some kind of in-game C chart? Because that's a whole bunch of content that new players mightn't ever find. The thing is, it was kind of deliberate that that really exists in a way that requires you to look outside of the game to find out how to get to it. Like, I think that that's okay. I think that that's okay because this is a multiplayer game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that you see somebody with a cool piece of equipment on, that makes you, because, you know, the wiki is not very far away. If you don't want to go into chat and interact with people, you don't have to. But maybe you will. Maybe you'll send somebody a message, hey, where'd you get that? And then they will reply, oh yeah, you know, go sailing with the pirates. Here's the coordinates. Like, you know, the island was opened up as a collaborative sort of, you know, event between people. And, you know, I think it's okay that this content is like that too. Istanbul says, in my experience, Ricketts has a tendency to, if he finds an insult you don't have the response to yet, continue to use that insult over and over, forcing you to go farm for that insult. Is this the intended behavior? No, that's just the RNG fucking with you.
I really would like to see just a little something happen there. It did take me a while last time.
Like, how long is a while?
Long enough that I was getting annoyed with it.
Huh.
Which I guess is, you know, not a quantifiable measurement of time, but...
Right. 4 units, where a unit is defined as 1/4 of the amount of time that it takes to get annoyed with something.
Right.
The move says, hello, gents. At the risk of sounding sycophantic, I want to say thanks. Every time new content is rolled out, I remember why I love this game. I was wondering if the El Dorado Island content is limited to an event or has become permanent optional content. Also, will this content lead to yet another zone? Anyway, awesome.
I don't know. Do you want to say whether or not it's permanent?
Oh, it is. I mean, that was way too much work to be...
Mm-hmm.
To be an A. And I said in the forums that it was permanent. So, I mean, yes. It is meant to be. Because, you know, I mean, what we might decide that having that outfit on makes you encounter some more stuff, you know, some more relics of that ancient culture somewhere else in the game. And so, you know, we don't want limited content to build on limited content to build on limited content.
Because then you have Christmas. Pretty much.
Right. Yeah, we're 5 years old, man.
Yeah, I sent a note to Boing Boing and a note to Fark.
Oh, yeah?
And I actually made a page in the documentation called Anniversary so that I had something to link to, and tried to put a trivial update in with that information, but both the trivial announcement and the announcement things in the Spindler don't work. So, I have this little thing I wrote about it. We being 5 years old and all, but nobody can read it. So I don't know if they're going to actually mention us on Boing Boing or Fark, but figured it was worth a shot.
That's weird. I don't know why. Maybe it's. I wouldn't have thought so, but maybe I. Sometimes when I write utility stuff, I make it only work for me instead of making it only work for accounts that are marked as GMs, so that's potentially what happened. Foggy points out something that I need to... I wonder what the deal is there. What's the? There's some sort of issue with the way the monsters are named in the temporal rift, maybe. Do you remember what that's called? Cola Wars Battlefield?
Sure.
Oh, I see there's like a bunch of different zones in there. Huh. Maybe it's a problem because they're hyphenated. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look at that. I'll note that in my own shit here. I finally got rid of Vista.
Huh.
Spent most of yesterday getting my computer set back up. It's fucking aggravating, man. This computer has like a two-disk RAID array in it.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to install Windows, you have to put a fucking floppy drive in the machine.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, just if you have like a I don't understand why this is. They haven't developed the equivalent of like a Toppy or whatever for serial ATA drives or RAID controllers that are built in. So like, it's like hard drive. What, there's no hard drive. You need to install drivers for this hard drive before the Windows installer can see that you have a hard drive. Oh, and by the way, the only way that we will accept these drivers is off of a fucking floppy disk.
Wow.
So I went to Fry's and I'm like, you know what, whatever, I'm going to spend $30 on an external USB floppy drive. Didn't fucking work. So I had to find it like a computer that was my mom's like 10 years ago in the garage, pull a floppy drive out of it and take this new thing apart and hang a floppy drive by cables long enough to load the drivers that I found. It was an annoyance. Fucking floppies, man. And I had to buy floppy disks. I finally managed to incinerate every floppy disk that I ever had. Except for the, you know, originals of games or whatever.
Now, where did you find them?
At Fry's. Hmm. There was 10 for $3.
Wow.
And that was the fewest I could buy.
That still seems high.
Yeah, it does. It does. Pobblebunk says, next time you make some kind of demoxy effect, consider a Shane McGowan-based curse. That dude sure is ugly. Who's Shane McGowan?
He's the lead singer of the Popes, and he has kind of the, like, legendarily fucked up teeth.
Huh.
Like, in the same way that Lyle Lovett has the legendarily asymmetrical face.
Right. Huh. That is pretty fucked up teeth. Those am pretty... fuck teeth up.
Right. I don't know. I'm still not having any troubles with Vista at all.
Really?
Yeah. It's been behaving just fine, and there are things about it that I like actually better than the XP.
When I got back from Boston, the sound wasn't working on my machine, and I rebooted once, and the sound worked. And then stopped working. So I rebooted again, and the fucking keyboard didn't work. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, yeah. It's entirely conceivable that I just got extraordinarily unlucky.
Well, I'm sure as soon as something like that happens, I'll be right on board the... God damn it, I knew this thing was going to suck. And,
yeah.
And for the time being, it's been remarkably well-behaved.
BlizzBob says, you should actually put something into the game that explains how Farnsworthy altered the nature of spelling in the cemetery instead of not telling us that in-game. Yeah, that figures into the Farnsworthy content that Riff has been working on, so. That stuff is pretty neat, and it's, like, there's still a significant amount of content that has to be written for it, but, it's some cool stuff that will someday exist.
I'd love to help.
I don't know, I think it's all in a notebook somewhere. Mm. I think that's just something that he's never really worked on in any formal capacity. And Naked Juice says, the El Vibrato portal loses its charge even if you use scraps and smoke bombs. That's some BS, man. Well, you know, it does. It sends you there even if you leave without killing anything. It takes the charge to send you there.
Yep.
The charge is not, you know, used up when you hit stuff with a stick or whatever. It's used up when you go there. I keep meaning to put in a thing at the end of Adventures there that talk about you being teleported back.
Mm.
But I keep forgetting. And, you know, the same thing that lets that work that way lets Whiskey Jack do all the sphere implanting, you know, like, because if you use a tattered scrap of paper, it still counts as you having gone to that zone. If it's you know, things that require you to have been in a zone for 10 turns or whatever, like, you can increment that without using the turn-up, so, and without using the turn-up.
That's good, because I really burned through turnips playing this game.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, any chance that Scary Sauce could be given a bonus effect when you cast sauce spells through it? Like adding a small amount of spooky damage to your spell, for example? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I actually kind of... Scary Sauce kind of fell by the wayside when I was looking at all the sorcerer stuff before. Enemy Lasagna says, have any of you played Psychonauts?
Didn't you play that for a while?
For a while. I've tried to start it like 3 times, and every time I get a little bit further than I did the time before, and then kind of stop. Like, I want to play it the same way that I want to play Eternal Darkness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that it is good. I know that it would be really rewarding to play it. It's just like... I don't know. Those games are like books that I know I should read and know that I would enjoy, but I just don't want to do it, you know?
Right.
Like, playing Psychonauts seems like homework to me. And I'm not a guy who's like, homework sucks. I'm a guy who's like, yeah, you know, I learned a lot of stuff doing homework. But like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. My problem is I'm a casual gamer with delusions of being an actual gamer. So I can get games like God of War and whatnot, and I just never ever finish them. So I play a game until it gets too hard, and then I stop.
Yeah, yeah. Or I play a game until I have to pee, and then I stop. Like, seems like what happens to me a lot of the time. Ah, boy. Ogan says, Aerosmith CDs is a new combat item. Pretty pleased, with trillions of sunken bug meat on top. Yeah, it could be like Revolution X. Did you ever play Revolution X?
Yeah, in the arcade. That was trippy. Yep. The home version wasn't as satisfying for some reason.
Was there a home version?
Yeah, there was. But it didn't use any kind of light gun peripheral. So right. It was like moving a cursor... with, or, you know, crosshairs with the joystick and then shooting.
Huh. You know, I got the Wii Zapper right before I left, and I played that. I played Link's Crossbow Training for like a day, and then went to bed and never picked it back up again.
Yeah. I wonder if that's worth having just for... Like, I can imagine playing any long game where you're targeting by aiming at the screen. It would just kill your hand, because your hand's not supposed to be palm and thumb pointing at the screen, you know?
The problem that I have with the Zapper is that it's just incredibly uncomfortable to hold. Like, if it was shorter or longer, it would be fine. Like, if you could hold it like a pistol,
mm-hmm.
or if you could hold it like a rifle, it would be great. But it's like, you can't, I don't know. You have to use two hands, and it's uncomfortable to use two hands. It seems weird. It seems like, you know, something, because Nintendo tends to do a lot of research on you know, their, what do you call that?
Ergonomics.
The word for ergonomics, yeah, yeah.
Reaganomics?
Yeah. Huh. Dr. Van Renojo points out, he's saying that the fact that you can't use Spectral Snapper with a ranged weapon doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't. I don't think that it was ever supposed to be like that.
Hmm.
So that's... If you have to have a melee weapon equipped to cast Spectral Snapper, then something is wrong. Let me confirm that. Not Argent says, 2 cursed sea biscuits, 2 roasted marshmallows, chocolate eggshell fragment, s'mores. S'mores are disgusting.
Oh, they're wonderful.
No, they're not.
I like me some s'mores. Some chocolate, marshmallow. They actually taste much better if you make them in the microwave, though, because they're really not something you can cook over a campfire. But then it just, I mean, it's kind of like a assemble-it-yourself candy bar if you do it that way.
Yeah, but I don't know, a candy bar with marshmallows and I don't know. I would rather just eat the graham crackers. Like, I would rather just have a plain graham cracker than a s'more.
With maybe a glass of water for dipping.
Graham crackers are not.
Oh, that's too sweet for me. Give me less flavor, damn it.
So you're saying it's impossible for something to be too sweet?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that a s'more is not too sweet.
Although too sweet is largely
in the eye of the beholder.
Right. I mean, I,
the tongue of the beholder. Tongue of the Beholder was a really lousy PlayStation game. So you had to buy that peripheral.
Yeah. There was that old PC game that was a crossover between Eye of the Beholder and Tongue of the Fat Man.
Right.
It was like a fighting game with where all you could do was throw rocks at orcs. I never played Tongue of the Fat Man. I imagined that it was really cool based on a review of it that I read in like a Dragon magazine or something, but never actually played it. It was like a fighting game. Very early fighting game. You want to take a break?
Sure. We'll be back in about 10 minutes, folks.
What? Someday mother will die and I'll get the money. Mom leans down and says my sentiments exactly. You son of a bitch, I palindrome. I palindrome. I am a snakehead eating my head on the opposite side.
Yeah. Thank you. said that I'd be sick. All right, I promise no more accusations. Not to be what I was like. Not to look across the sky.
We're back on the air, Jick and Skullhead and Jick. Dozen minutes of talking about how we suck at video games. You're on Radio Kale.
Your mom sucks at video games.
Yeah.
It's probably true. Elementary Penguin sent in a message saying, "Hey everyone, the trailer for An Adventurer Is You, the KOL documentary, is up on YouTube now if you want to take a look." So yeah, YouTube, An Adventurer Is You. And it's all trailer-licious.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. I really hope he's got that done by Ton 5. It's a long time.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Tom93 says, "Nice job on the Elvibrato content."
Yeah, I was really impressed with that. I can't wait till it's all spoiled so I can actually play it. But... I mean, the mechanic
the
looks really,
are very
really
cheap
neat.
Now, and that's it. I'm glad that that settled down. The first couple days, it was pretty retarded. It's a little, still a little expensive, I guess. You know, you 40 or 50 turns of farming meat, or 30 turns on the poop deck to unlock it for a while. Yeah. But hey, you know. That's just how good it is.
Yep.
Son of Beckett says, "In response to the February 7th radio show, I still find the game compelling in as much as I've been doing 100% runs with various familiars. Given the amount of familiars in the game, I'll be playing for a long, long time. Thanks for putting together such a fantastic little daily pastime."
Mm-hmm.
Little daily pastime. It's like Little Yellow Different.
KOL. Apply directly to browser. And if we're going for...
Oh, weird. A Naked Juice says, "Fancy and Fancy But Evil Chocolate share a 3-per-day counter and count together for it. Why doesn't the Crimbo 07 version also count for that?" I guess maybe I didn't realize that they didn't have separate counters.
Hmm.
But, oh well. Fred Levi suggests switching the effects of the blue and green pixel potions. No! I don't care what Zelda says. Blue is mana.
Huh. I suppose it makes sense either way.
Yeah. It's Professor Layton in the Curious Village for the DS. Yeah. Fred Levi asked about that. Mini Johnny says, "What did you guys think of the anti-Scientology rallies, and did any asymmetric crew go on any of them?" I don't know. I think I hate people who are rabidly anti-Scientologist as much as I hate people who are Scientologists.
I wouldn't say that I hate them or they annoy me. I just feel like... I don't know. They're the same league as the guy who rails against the government and talks about how the income tax is unconstitutional. Like, he's probably right, but it doesn't matter. It's never going to change.
Yeah. It's like, I don't care about gay marriage, you know? And I feel like being, like, actively pro-gay marriage and, like, you know, holding gay love rallies and stuff is, like, you know, not any more or less annoying than being, you know, one of those guys in the crowd holding the "God Hates Fags" sign, you know? Like, I just say.
And I think in that case the extremism is a little bit warranted. Because it's gotta be frustrating that the only argument against gay marriage that people are really making is that my religion doesn't agree with it. And that's not a valid argument for our Constitution, so it keeps getting couched in various terms, but just there is no reason why this should happen except that people
But I mean,
are
was there, okay, what, like, were there any laws that said that, two men couldn't get married.
The Defense of Marriage Act defines marriage as between a man and a woman.
Well, but I mean, I'm not saying... I'm saying like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, fucking get married. Get a justice of the peace to perform a ceremony. Tell everybody you're married. Who cares?
But it doesn't work.
It doesn't work for what?
Marriage is a contract that is recognized by the government. And it is a contract that, as of now, only a man and a woman can enter into.
But it's recognized by the government in what meaningful capacity? You can't get tax breaks for being married?
You don't automatically inherit if your spouse dies. You don't have visitation rights if they're incapacitated in the hospital unless their family agrees that you do. You can't, like, their kids don't get to be your kids. The things that it is
kids
useful
can't
for
have
married.
Kids.
Quit trolling.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, even if the only thing you got for being married was a shiny gold star, like on your driver's license, there is no way that we should be denying that to people based on their gender. That doesn't make any sense. That's not the way laws in our country work.
Right, no, I'm not saying that those laws should exist. I'm just saying that, you know, nobody should be an activist about anything. That's what I'm saying.
And there are things, like, there are times when the majority come up with a law that, even though this is a democracy, it's, you know, the tyranny of the majority is something
but
that
I mean,
we need to
fight
against.
You know, so stop living in a democracy. I guess that's why, you know, that's what you get. That the punishment for selecting democracy as a form of government is that every policy is exactly as stupid as the average person,
right.
You know? Like, I don't know, man. Like, in my mind, the only meaningful change that you can enact is change in your own behavior. You know, and I just don't... Change in your own behavior or go somewhere where they agree with you. You know, vote with your wallet. Like, I don't like causes.
Yeah, you're one of those caring about things as stupid people, and
I'm not one of those caring about things as stupid. I'm
like,
you know,
I disagreed with a lot of shit that the government put forth while George Bush was in office, but I don't think moving to Canada is the solution. I don't think that you should have to move to Canada to get away from a douchebag president because your voice is supposed to count
for
something.
No. Well, it does. It does. Your vote counts, your voice counts for exactly as much as everybody else's does, you know? Like,
which is why, you know, because douchebags are so loud, it's the way to get past them is not to, you know, not to censor them and not to avoid them, but to engage them. Like, adding your voice to the conversation actually counts for something in a democracy.
Okay. I mean, you know, keep trying to get Bush out of the White House and let me know how it turns out.
I'm getting close.
Yeah?
I can feel it.
You think it's finally going to work?
Yeah.
You think by November you'll have made some real progress?
Yeah.
Actually, it's not even... It's like until the end of 2008, right?
Yeah, so January something, 2009, that's when you said.
January something, yeah. Polka Pilfer says, what's the site for the Twilight Heroes wiki that Jake mentioned last show? It's at th.blandsauce.com, I think, is the Twilight Heroes wiki.
Obviously.
Yep. I've been playing a lot of Twilight Heroes. It's a good game. Dr. Motive says, the haunted bathroom needs bathtub gin. Or bathtub cheese.
My great-grandmother made bathtub gin. She was a bootlegger during Prohibition.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
That was all I had for that story.
That was it?
Well, she was a German who married a GI, an American GI, who brought her home and then left. And just kind of vanished. So that side of the family tree is just missing. And left her with three kids, and so she started mixing up the bathtub gin. Which is why our family is so, like, easygoing and you know, morally relaxed to this day.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was gonna say, clearly stuck. Mm-hmm. Well, my great great grandfather was a vehement teetotaler.
Hmm.
Yep.
I would still like to know. Is it true that it's called a teetotaler because tea is the total of what they drink? Because that seems apocryphal.
Yeah.
To Wikipedia then. Do you want to hit a question while I do?
I was actually going to look up.
You can just listen to both of us.
That's true. Etymology. Yeah, nothing. Nothing would do but TT total abstinence.
Hmm.
A more likely explanation is that teetotal is simply a repetition of the T in total. Teetotal. Like total with a capital T.
Hmm.
Like boring with a capital B.
Wow, that explanation is T-tenuous.
Yeah. Boris Badenov says, thanks guys, KOL has really helped me in school. The OxyCore tattoo helped me on a problem in chemistry, and an abbreviation for a hardcore oxygenarian helped me remember HCO and HCI and what they stood for. Various other stuff in KOL has helped me in other classes. Sweet. Well, that's what we're going for, kids.
Mm.
You don't realize that KOL is, in fact, entirely edutainment.
Hmm. I would like to think, though, that, you know, in the same way that James K. Polk and Why Does the Sun Shine helped me in school, that something somebody picked up in KOL would help in school.
Fineldar says, I was listening to Anna Ang on YouTube, and I suddenly understood every aspect of the Tower Monster. I wasn't playing Kingdom of Loathing, and I had heard the song before. It just came to me, like your mother. I also was an idiot and didn't get that the metallic A was Metallica. I suddenly got it while in a Taco Bell. Are there not enough Metallica references in the description of the metallic A?
I would argue that there aren't any.
Oh, aren't there?
And by argue, I mean posit. And, by posit, I mean, wait a second.
While you look up posit.
This is a large letter A made out of some sort of shiny metal. I'm pretty sure that I could rewrite that to contain 8 or 9 Metallica references and probably should.
Yeah, you probably should. As long as it ends with Enter Sandman as a single sentence.
Yeah.
Because that's a joke that never gets old.
That's a construct I love. Like the... Mm-hmm. The frat boy adventure that has all the Bond titles in it, and then just also Octopussy.
Yeah.
God damn it, I'm funny.
You mean Stephen Colbert is funny?
Right.
That was an excellently written adventure though. Fineldar says, will this new hole in the sky update mess up the chance of the astronomer popping up, or was it just something about the male and female versions? No, what it was if you used olfaction on... There were basically two identical copies of the astronomer up there. And it's because we started out with 6 constellations and 1 astronomer. And at some point, we added 3 more constellations. And we didn't want to make it less likely that you would encounter the astronomer. So, we put in an identical copy of the astronomer with a 50% chance that you just wouldn't find him whenever he was the monster that was selected. And so what was happening is, if somebody used, like, you know, if somebody used a champagne popper on him, the other one could show up on the next turn. Or if you used Harold's Bell on one of them, the other one could show up during the next however long Harold's Bell lasts and stuff. And, also, it was going to do weird things with olfaction too, because or with the odor extractor, because you could conceivably use olfaction on the one that had a 50% chance of getting rejected, and that would not really accomplish anything because you were more likely to get the monster because of olfaction, but then more likely, or you know, you were at all likely that the monster would just get rejected by a coin flip. So. I don't actually know. I don't know enough about the way that the math works with the Q to know whether you are slightly more or slightly less likely to encounter astronomers than you were before. I have a feeling it is probably slightly less, because now what there is two copies of the same monster with a 25% chance of rejecting it. So, it used to be the case that if you had seen one astronomer recently in the queue, that didn't make you less likely, in whatever slight way the queue does, to encounter the other astronomer. And now you are. So I think that there are enough monsters that it really doesn't make much of a difference, but we may end up making that 80% instead of 75% or something, just to, I don't know, if anecdotally, and I shouldn't say that, because if I say if something happens anecdotally, then that just makes it happen. So Yoshi 3 says, so how are the hilarious items coming along? I've completely forgotten about them. One of these days I'll...
And they're in the item spindler. They just need to be stuffified.
Yeah. Satsui says, can we expect to see a Bad Moon anti-cheese adventure soon? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Ashlyn says, hooray for hammocks! Now I must decide what new idea I need to pester you for 2 years to get you to make next. Yeah, that's what got it done. ask Gorblax.
Well, what's with the colorification of the item spindler?
The colorification of the item spindler.
Yeah, like when you look at the last 100 items, there are some.
Oh, right. There's Rosa. It's because I had him add a bunch of columns to display the. If you look at.
Oh, I see. So you can read it across better.
Yeah, you can see that. You can see the enchantments on it, and so.
Yeah, the KOL Con 4 item is sitting in there too, and as soon as we figure out who to send that to, we will.
Yeah, no, I know. It's there's an item in the wiki that's waiting for a list to be posted of who to give it to.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make the artwork for it. But there's like a bunch of new stuff in there.
Yeah, this is, I'm just kind of used to that from your last trip to Boston. It's just a whole bunch of stuff shows up in the item spindler that I know nothing about, and I just kind of wait to see what happens. It's exciting.
Riff did a bunch of crazy stuff for the Nemesis quest. There's like 30 or 40 items, and then he also did all the items for the dwarf mine thing too, which as soon as he tells me what that's supposed to look like, I'll get that in there and get Xenopho decoded up. It's weird. It's like everything that Riff wrote down on the whiteboard to work on when he first got hired is like sort of one at a time getting finished now.
Hmm.
But all around the same time. Grethko says, could we have a flea familiar who does backflips? Familiar equipment could be a bass guitar, referencing the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It would have to be a sock, my wife says.
Mm-hmm.
We already made the sock joke. Enemy Lasagna says, when the penguin supply of Grimacite runs dry, will they start a space mission or something to get more? Probably. A Deadhead says, more Grateful Dead items, please. The t-shirt is too hard to collect.
Hmm. I'm kind of neutral on the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I don't really care one way or another.
I think they're another band like Fish, where I would not have enjoyed seeing them live at all, but some of their recorded stuff I enjoy.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I like Fish when they're not jamming, but unfortunately that's like 5% of every song. So
I can go with just about everything off of Billy Breathes. I mean, their songs just tend to be, you know, as long or longer than normal songs and have half the lyrics. But
right.
It's okay, because they sound cool and they harmonize and stuff. And you never get the feeling that they've just abandoned the song and are playing some stoned jazz.
Right. Duda1 says, Scully is fucking awesome sauce. Actually, it's asswom sauce.
Man, I'm never going to get that asswom sauce off of my junk.
Yeah. Legomancer says, who's better, Captain Kirk or Captain Picard?
Picard.
Duh. Picard, obviously. we were wandering through an antique store a couple days ago, and one of the things in one of the booths at this antique store was this like big framed charcoal drawing of Captain Picard, like $300. I would have paid. It was signed by somebody. It wasn't signed by Patrick Stewart. It's like signed by the artist. Like, you know, I would have paid $10 for that as a joke, you know. But yeah. It struck me as very strange sitting in an antique store. Oh, hey, Captain Picard. There was a horn that was like $4,000, just like some kind of drinking horn, or I don't know what it was. I don't know what you have to do to a horn to make it worth $4,000.
Coated in gold. And
I suggest that maybe it was the horn that Jesus drank out of in that one story about Jesus drinking out of a horn. It was the horn of Babylon.
Oh yeah, Jesus goes to the Renaissance Festival. I remember that one.
Right. I totally forgot. We need to go to the Renaissance Festival. It has started, man. It started.
Although the Renaissance Festival back in Jesus' time was more like a sci-fi convention than a historical convention.
But I'm bumped. Yeah.
That's great.
In the future, we will have knives made of metal.
They had and, swords.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Renaissance Festival here doesn't start until, I think, second weekend in August or so.
Huh.
You know, because that's generally festival time. It's just that you can't have it in the middle of August in Phoenix. But apparently the weekend of Cannes is the last weekend of the Renaissance Festival, and we're gathering people who are performers at the RenFest who are going to skip the weekend and come to Cannes.
Huh.
That's kind of fun.
So you're just trying to slowly erode the integrity of the Renaissance Fair?
Absolutely. Yeah, we may be bringing Vaginal Blood Fart and his wife Greta with us.
Oh yeah.
Whose name
is her name actually Greta?
It's not.
I see.
He calls her Greta because of the Naked Jews posit that xenophobe's real name is Greta.
I see.
When we asked him what her real name was, he had to think about it for a minute. Though, as he introduces her as Greta to everybody and calls her Greta.
Discordian says, I rescued a vintage bass guitar from a car boot sale. Think yard sale, but more people together at once in a field, and it needs a name. Any thoughts? What would you name a vintage bass guitar?
Oh, I thought he was asking what we should name a car boot sale.
Oh. I would call it a flea market.
Yeah, vintage bass guitar. You gotta give it a good fake fantasy name like Gracknot the Destroyer or something.
Yeah, that isn't very vintage.
That's vintage. What? I don't know any old bassists. What can I say?
Yeah, bassists tend to burn their candles at both ends, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just name it as you would a sword that was pitched at you from a lake. Give it some fruity medieval sounding name and then shred really hard to make up for it.
Maybe the frets on the guitar are actually hammered from the very metal of Excalibur.
Excalibase.
Yeah, that's good. Excalibase.
There we go.
Fred Levi says, hey, Jake and/or Skullhead, say Falcon Punch.
Why would we say Falcon Punch?
I don't know. Did somebody spike the Falcon Punch?
Is that something I should be looking up on Urban Dictionary?
Vanellar says, why did you move to Minnesota, Scully? Is it so you can enjoy your pineapple and ham pizza in peace? Or was that Jake? Or because of your woman? But watch out, marauding bands of Canadians will sneak through under cover of blizzards.
That's okay, because I can roll them for their Canadian money, which is, you know, three times as valuable as ours now.
And Fineldar says, and you don't get it. If you die in Canada, you die in real life. Oh, and then he makes fun of me. He says that I'm a noob because I thought that Portal had hard spots.
I don't know. I can already see how it's going to get a little challenging. It's just... Yeah, I've played, like, the first 9 levels, and all of those are kind of, as soon as you see the solution, like, the first thing you think of to try is the solution.
Fineldar says, I've always wanted a GTA Hogwarts 2, but I never wasted my money on any of the games, except when Chamber of Secrets for the computer. That was a very good game when I played it. I have no idea why. I would suggest you buy it if you can find it.
Hmm.
GameSpot gives it a 5.0. Says Arcanus, which is, yeah. That's pretty horrible for GameSpot.
Yeah. That's appropriate.
They fired that guy for saying that Kane and Lynch was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ashlyn says, hey guys, picked up Professor Layton in the Curious Village. Lots of small mind puzzles. I like, so does the wife. Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to pick it back up again later tonight. See if I can solve the mystery of who murdered the victim. Ibra says, Zack and Wiki on the Wii is a very clever point-and-click puzzle game. It's got a kiddie presentation, but the puzzles are very clever. Yeah, Riff said that he liked that.
Yeah, that did look kind of interesting. I was looking at No More Heroes, too.
Yeah, who was it that just asked? Gleeb says, have either of you played No More Heroes? What's that about?
It's about an assassin who, buys a working model of a lightsaber on eBay. So you have this, you know, kind of assassin plot, whatever, but you pretty much have a motorcycle and a lightsaber.
Like a lightsaber? It is supposed to be a Star Wars lightsaber?
Yeah, I mean, I think they call it a laser sword or something, but yeah, it's a fucking lightsaber.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they actually mapped the lightsaber to your hand. I don't know. Huh. The controls, they say, are pretty good in the reviews that I've read, but now I don't trust reviews by anybody.
Kilten says, I have the predecessor to Soul Calibur Legends on the Wii. It brings new levels of button mashing to attack. You flail the remote randomly.
Well, I think that's the analog of what you would do with regular Soul Calibur. I don't know, I always figured that's one of those games that you do get a slight edge for learning all the combos, but not enough of an edge so that people like me can't enjoy playing it.
Right. Yeah, TechSmurf says, thoughts. Add an insert card link to the helmet when you have it equipped as well, and also have it give a readout of conduit charges without needing to insert a card. That, I knew that people were going to want that, because I wanted it when I was testing it, but it would require... It would basically require a new script to be written just for the helmet because of the way the logic works for using items. It's just like you're never anything that has a use link, you're never going to be able to use if you have it equipped. And it's just like that like, you know, nobody wanted to be able to squeeze the iceberglet when they had the sickle equipped, you know, because that just seems weird, and it is weird, and it's also implausible in the current code for the same reason that the helmet socketing thing is. Dr. Van Mojo says, if the pagoda is made into a dwelling, how will the additional +3 adventures at rollover be managed? Will they go away, or will dwellings give additional bonuses? I mean, that could be what that dwelling does, is gives you an extra 3 adventures. Although I fear that that would make it way more valuable than all of the other dwellings. That would become the only one that anybody ever used. So that's a good point. I'd forgotten that the pagoda gave you extra adventures. And I am Supremus says, it is 100 times harder to get a sandcastle than a pagoda. Pagodas require 4 or 5 items, most of which aren't even consumed, where the sandcastle requires 100 items. Please, please, please don't make that change.
That is true. I did kind of take to heart the thread that wondered why some of those things that only serve one purpose aren't consumed. You know, like the Mega Gem.
Yeah, they really probably... I mean, I honestly like the idea of the guy being able to convert the Staff of Ed into a into a chef staff mm-hmm. after you've done the thing. I mean, it doesn't unclutter it for everybody, you know, but because not everybody can get into the guild there. But, right. but I don't know it you know. I don't know. Grefko says meat pasting change equals yay, win. Yeah. Giga Shadow 555 says, when and if you revamp the typical tavern, be sure to have a bear that won't be served beers in this bar in Boston. But the Distant Woods is not Boston.
Right. It's similar to Boston.
I've torn my microphone out of my ear.
I don't know. Is the Distant Woods as hard to navigate and overrun with stupidity as Boston is?
I don't know. It's, I've never been to Boston in a car, and so I have never just learned to hate Boston the way I feel like I would if I had ever been there in a car.
Yeah, we were in Boston in a van, and that was pretty horrendous. I don't know. I would say, of all of the cities that I've been to, the one I would least like to go back to is Boston. And I've been to Indianapolis.
Yeah, I definitely would rather go back to Boston than Indianapolis.
I mean, I would go to the, like, 4x4 mile grid that contains my friend Sam and Puzzle Packet Ridge.
Right.
But,
I mean, that when we go, that is all that we do. I just did not. We went to the aquarium. Sorry. Fred Levi says, so is the pickle factory set on a random number generator that only lets it appear with very low odds, or do you just hit the pickle factory button whenever you feel like it? Mr. Skullhead?
None may know the hour of its coming and going.
Alright. TexMurph says, also, El Vibrato or El Vibrato? The former sounds better to my ears, though you're probably going to start saying it the latter way. Damn you all. No, it's definitely El Vibrato. Because it's Mexipanish. Fineldar says, I'm from Texas and I know about Edam Bebix. My brother has a shirt from a Chicago one.
He should get his money back on that shirt. It's misspelled.
Yeah. Some bloke says, the music of KOL should be Baby Elephant Walk by Henry Mancini. Which is Baby Elephant Walk?
I always forget.
It's not the one that, what's the music from, Big Time, or Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I thought that was an original score.
Is it? I'm pretty sure that was actually a composition that had a name before. But, I don't know, I could be wrong. It seems like the kind of thing that Danny Elfman would have done the music for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Reverend Noodleson says, you wake up with a piece of toast next to you. You really shouldn't have drunk so much last night.
Yeah.
A TexMurf says, also, any chance of an El Vibrato-related quest or something down the line? Nah. Oh.
This is Baby Elephant Walk, apparently. That wasn't what I was expecting at all.
Yeah, not me neither. I was expecting it to be something that I recognized, because I thought that was a song that I knew.
Mm.
Ah, boy. Let's see what the music from Pee-wee's Big Adventure is called.
Let's see. Yeah, that's...
What's that song?
It's the middle of Baby Elephant Walk.
Okay, so yeah, that's a song. Yeah.
I was thinking of, some of the songs that are always on Looney Tunes cartoons. Which I don't think that ever was.
Hmm. Grethko says, how many turns it takes is irrelevant. What matters is if it's funny, and therefore the level 12 quest is win.
Huh.
And Fineldar says, all I know how to do is Filthworm and Lady of Indecision. The ducks, too, I guess. Yeah, you don't like the ducks?
Eh. They're so hard to hit.
Are they?
I don't know. I'm just not very good at this game. Like, right now I'm almost level 13, and I still can't attack anything in the on the island with my weapon. So I'm doing the most spell damage that I can do, and it still takes a couple hits to kill things. Although I could equip a capsaicin.
Sorry, huh?
I could equip a spell damage modifier, which would help. I'm just not very good at this game.
And Naked Juice says, my mom works at an art school with Obama's roommate from some level of school, and they told her he was a major pothead. See, I heard he was Admiral Pothead.
I heard he was an admirable pothead.
Did he already? My wife says that he admitted in some book to having done drugs.
Well, that's a good start.
Brain 199611 says, can you give me a list of in-game bugs? No. I'm sorry, it was Brian 199611, not Brain. let's see. Iluro Dragon says, just out of random curiosity, was the account created field conceived of on 22 October 2003, and that's why all accounts below a certain PID have that date, since it's obvious the game existed before then, or did it? Yeah, I hadn't kept track of account creation dates until then.
It was, what, April 23rd? Not October, right?
It was April 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a birthday present for my mom.
So a lot of people are getting 5th anniversary stuff in a month.
Well, they will be on in April.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say a lot of people. Felix 9 says, use Enlight to make a custom install XP disk. Okay, that would make more sense. But no, because I don't know what that is. And that requires me to have a working computer with a CD burner and some blank CDs, which I don't. let's see. Istanbul says, check out the current VG Cats comic. How do you feel about domestic abuse in your gaming? Is VG Cats another one of those comics that's terrible?
It's one of those that's intermittently funny.
I see.
It's these cats, right? And they play video games. It's mm-hmm. where How I Mined for Fish came from.
I see. Presumably a similar GigaShadow555 saying, I think Jick is a cool guy. He makes online games and doesn't afraid of anything. I don't know what that's from, but it's from something.
And that is a pretty funny comic, but I don't see it involving domestic abuse.
You don't see it involved. It's got a woman cooking with a black eye.
I know, but she was given the black eye by the head of Nintendo because she's the cooking mama character from all those Wii games, and she wanted to expand her horizons.
Right, so she was beaten for wanting to leave the kitchen. You don't think that's domestic?
But not by her husband.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Jeez.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
I don't want to split hairs here, but it's not domestic abuse if some douchebag comes to my house and punches my wife.
Okay, good point. Good point. Maybe that's her husband, though.
Yeah, well, if she's also married to him, then...
And Naked Juice says, on an old radio show, Jick said that it was on purpose that the two kinds of fancy chocolate don't have separate counters. Yeah. Sorry, man. This game has gotten way too big for me to keep the whole thing in my head at once.
Who's to know? God damn it. People should not be allowed to make websites that make noise.
Yeah, I honestly feel like just a sort of, like, courtesy... What do you call it? Like a tradition, but
gentleman's agreement.
Now, there's fuck, man, what is wrong with my brain?
A Norm There's Amore?
Let's see. I don't think that's Amore, what I'm thinking about.
Did the moon hit your eye like a big pizza pie?
It did, it did. And now I'm fucking going to thesaurus.com to look up tradition so that I can figure out what the fuck. Convention, maybe, is what I was looking for. I also went to thesaurus.com and started typing thesaurus into the search field, which... let's see. No, nothing. Maybe there is no word that I'm thinking of. Anyway, if everybody just sort of agreed to make it so no web pages made any sound without you hitting a button that had a triangle on it.
I never really understood why there isn't... Well, why, for one thing, MySpace shit, like you, when you embed a song, it should just be paused by default. It shouldn't start playing the audio as soon as you go to somebody's MySpace. And yeah. If they're going to have it be that way, have an option to toggle it. But, nobody ever accused MySpace of being well-designed.
Yeah, they didn't. Momoka says, ever listen to the show while playing epic type movie music? It's awesome. I usually do the show listening to epic movie type music on headphones, so I can never hear you.
I'm usually humming the Indiana Jones theme in the back of my head. Occasionally Jurassic Park, but mostly Indiana Jones.
Istanbul says, I guess it makes sense that Jick hates activism. I mean, he hates blacks and women, too. Yeah. Makes my marriage very awkward.
I thought that would just kind of cancel each other out. You know,
oh, yeah.
Do I hate you because you're black, or do I hate you because you're female? I can't decide. I love you. You know?
That could be it. The Amazing Gladiator says, you can't really vote, though. The Electoral College is in the way. The electors don't really have to do what the majority says. Just look at the election of 200. I don't think that they were having elections that long ago.
In the year,
and I know you meant 2000. We kid.
Yeah, but that's another thing that just complaining about is a lot like throwing rocks at the ocean.
I mean, eventually you'll raise the level of the ocean, you know?
But it's not going to make the ocean get pissed off and leave.
Just think about it, though. If you were stuck on a deserted island, you know, you could just stand there and starve to death, or you could slowly grab things, throw them at the ocean until there wasn't any island left, and you drowned.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can do something. I wonder if there has ever been an island the way that islands work in, like, single-panel comics about deserted islands, you know, where it's like... 8-foot diameter island in the middle of the ocean with a single palm tree on it?
Mm. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it would last very long. Finn Eldar says, if Boris Badenov gets better grades in school, then you should try getting kingdomofloathing.edu.
True dat.
Finn Eldar says, the site helps him pick up the ladies with pop culture references, too.
It does. Because there's nothing women like more. Well, the right kind of woman is going to get our pop culture references.
Katarina Devane says, KOL helped me in school, too. Cunctatitis helped me remember that cunctationis is delay in Latin. I know, man.
The more you know.
Renzi says, any hardcore content? I don't know. I am learning how to draw tits.
You're already pretty good at drawing vaginas. Just not on purpose.
Yeah, I guess so. My God, it's full of stars. We're out of questions. You wanna talk about something else?
I could play this track from the MySpace page for... Okay, there's a MySpace page for iSpeculum's heavy metal band that broke up in 1994.
Hmm.
It does have some entertaining pictures of iSpeculum with Slayer hair, though.
Really? I've watched a few more episodes of Buffy. Speaking of Slayer hair,
right? I was enjoying watching Buffy dubbed in Spanish.
Oh yeah,
and learning, you know, like La Cazadora de Vampiros. You know, it's good stuff.
It's Vampiras.
Mm-hmm.
Feminine.
Yeah, she's actually the or Vampirosa probably.
She's the houser of.
No, the hunter.
Cazadora is hunter.
Cazar is. To hunt.
A cazador. I gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Yep. Back on this etymology of teetotaler. Still don't believe it.
I mean, I understand that they're saying this is totally the way that people used to emphasize words in this particular, you know, time when this word was invented, but I've not come across any other examples of that.
Huh. In the scene where Pee-wee is pulling yards and yards of chain out of the saddlebag on his bike, in the full-screen version, it is clear that the chain is simply feeding through the bottom of the bag. In the commentary for the DVD, Rubens and Burton note that in some countries, this mistake was thought to be intentional meta-humor.
Hmm. They shouldn't have said anything about it, then.
Yeah. Nothing ruins meta-humor like trying to make it just humor.
I never meta-humor. I didn't. Yeah, shit.
Yeah. I never met a carpal, I didn't. Well, alright, and it's rollover, so we're not going to get any more questions.
We could talk about politics some more.
I don't want to talk about politics anymore. It's making my wife hate me.
Maybe we could talk about the government.
Should we talk about the weather?
It's freaking cold.
I was thinking that watching all this Buffy would give you and I more to talk about during these lulls, but...
Well, what have you seen?
Hey, remember that episode with the eggs?
I'm just... It makes me excited for you, the things that you're going to experience.
Yeah, I mean... Hot Stuff keeps telling me that he feels that the fifth season is where it really... Was what he felt was the pinnacle, and other people have said similar things about the fourth season.
The third and fourth seasons are both pretty damn special. The fifth is actually really good, and so is the sixth.
The fifth was like supposed to be the last season, so it ends right, and then they got unexpectedly picked up for two more years, so they started it over and ended it over.
Yeah, they moved to a different network. So I think the WB said they were done with Buffy, and the UPN said that they were interested, but they weren't sure when they finished that season if they were going to start it up again, so he ended it in a way that it could have been the end of the series.
Does that annoying extra Jamaican Slayer ever show back up?
She's not going to be around much longer now. I think she's in two episodes. That's the reason why I got into Buffy a year later than I did.
Was that because she was so awful?
Yeah, the first episode that I saw was this woman with horrible Jamaican accent, and I said, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And
it is just painful to watch her talk.
That's my favorite shart. That's me only shart.
Yeah.
It is kind of the Miss Cleo version of a Jamaican accent.
Which is not even... She didn't even sound as good as Miss Cleo, you know? Like,
right.
God, that was awful.
Yeah, she shows up one more time and gets killed, so...
Good. I hope it's painful.
Right.
I mean, I thought maybe that the reason that I didn't like her was because she was black and a woman, as people have pointed out, but I don't know.
Just terrible, terrible actor.
That is why I don't like Halle Berry. Halle Berry is an inspiration to us all, Mr. Skullhead. No, seriously. Because she's retarded.
Yeah, I continually have to argue with people who find her physically attractive, too. Because, nah.
I mean, she's not unattractive. I don't think. You saw her tits in Swordfish.
Yeah, and that certainly didn't help the cause.
Yeah, and then you were like, you know what I'd really like to see is that scene with all the ball bearings again, and then luckily they just play that scene over later in the movie.
Actually,
you know the one part of this movie that didn't suck? I remember that part. Let's show you that again.
I didn't actually watch Swordfish. When I heard Halle Berry was topless in it, I googled the image and then went, huh, them's is some kind of saggy, ugly boobs. I guess I don't need to see this movie after all.
It came out that summer that I watched every movie. So, I couldn't help but see it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would have had to start watching movies 3 and 4 times each. That was the best job ever. You know, no, it wasn't. I would still rather have this job than that one.
Which job was that?
That was when I was working at the computer science department at ASU.
Oh, right.
And the department head would just go on vacation all summer. And we just didn't have anything to do. Like, everything that we were supposed to do to get the labs ready for people's classes and stuff, like, do that, it would take a couple days, and then the rest of the summer was just, if somebody called and wanted us to set up something, they had to do it, like, a week ahead of time. So it was like, that, you know, there's just literally nothing to do 40 hours a week. So, like, I'd get there, we would take, like, a 6-hour lunch break and come back. Fuck around on the internet for an hour and go home. Like, that was just the best job. You had to be careful, though, because it's hard to fuck around on Mill Avenue for 6 hours without spending more money than you make at a student employee job.
Right.
Like, getting paid to watch the movies, you have to get paid quite a bit to break even.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was making, like, 5-something an hour at that point. Which, yeah, you know, that goes a long way towards making that no longer the best job ever, I guess.
And I tend to, a trip to the movies usually costs about $30.
Yeah.
So, because I have to have some popcorn, and Jess has to have a pretzel, and, yeah.
Yeah, I usually get a popcorn and a soda.
You would think that I would go to a lot of movies, but I kind of don't.
Yeah.
Like, we fully intended to go to a movie yesterday, and then it seems like every movie plays, like, once every 4 hours, and it's always in the middle of one when we want to go, so.
Yeah, or, like, it will frequently be just like, well, you know, there's one show that we couldn't really get there in time if we left now.
Yeah.
And that's the last show, or else, you know, we don't want to go to a 1 a.m. show or something. We were going to go see I Am Legend today, but it's only playing at 7 o'clock at any theater. So.
Any other
not that I'm...
Like, the last movie I went to see in the theater was Sweeney Todd, and it made me think that even a movie that I think is going to be a sure thing can suck, and it really sucks to pay $30 to see a shitty movie.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't remember the last thing that I saw in the theater.
You should see Juno. Or did you see Juno?
Oh, it was in fact Juno. I saw. Juno was the last thing I saw in the theater.
And you and
that
I
was absolutely that was absolutely worth what it cost.
Yeah, it was a fantastic movie, except for the soundtrack.
It wasn't that bad.
And there were a couple of times when it was only in the intervals between dialogue when they would do a little montage or something where I just like, God, I wish that they hadn't let a 5-year-old with a guitar do the music for this movie.
Well, you know.
I guess it's supposed to have that,
My wife points out that I don't mind that because I like Joanna Newsom, so
yeah, I was gonna say,
suck is enough to deter me from wanting to listen to something.
It's supposed to have that Joanna Newsom vibe to it, but...
I'm pretty sure that my wife, like, incinerated my Joanna Newsom CD at some point. It was a CD that I had in my car for a long time, and then one day it was just gone, and I was like, hey, honey, do you know where my Joanna Newsom CD is? And she's like, no, I don't have any idea where that piece of shit that got set on fire is. Did I say it got set on fire? I meant I especially don't know. So yeah, I have no idea where my Joanna Newsom CD is. That sucks.
Those guys.
I don't think I even ripped it before.
The Juno folks, whoever that artist was, just seemed like they were trying too hard to sound like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is between being kind of an unvarnished folk act and trying real hard to sound like an unvarnished folk act is, but or having a quirky indie soundtrack and having a capital Q quirky, capital I indie soundtrack.
It's all...
It seems calculated.
Who's Kimia Dawson?
Oh, yeah, that's the annoying musician responsible for.
Yeah. There's a Sonic Youth song. There's a couple Belle and Sebastian songs.
And the song that they played at the end of... they sang as a duet at the end, the two characters.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on the cool radio station here, they played the recorded version of that song by the actual band. And it's fucking terrible.
Really?
Yeah, one of the guys sings... the man who sings can't sing at all. The woman who sings can barely sing. And not in, like, an endearing way, just a, like, horrible karaoke way.
Huh. Well, you're a fan of horrible karaoke, so...
No, I'm a fan of sitting through horrible karaoke so I can get up and do me some good karaoke.
Oh, okay.
The most enjoyable karaoke nights we've had were where we've brought 20 people and taken over the bar, and everybody that we're with
one word for it.
Yeah, you just don't like things that are good.
Yeah, that's my problem.
that's not your problem in this specific instance, I'll grant you.
Things that are good, like blacks and women. All right, are we done?
Yep. We can get out of here. We got iSpeculum up next, and I'll talk to you guys on the air tomorrow.
All right, night, kids.
Good night.